last year, you remember we met with the President of Mexico and at that time announced that we would, the President went out of office, we would have this meeting in El Paso. So this is a longstanding thing. The date is finalized now and the ceremony is finalized. We'll be there for a brief period on Friday. We'll then go to Oklahoma to dedicate to you Paula Dam. That's 30 miles south of Muskogee. That's a longstanding commitment that I made to dedicate this dam. And, I will then go on into Oklahoma City to speak at the Oklahoma State Fair. I agreed with Congressman Albert, the majority leader, some time ago, and Mr. Maroney, and the head of the Fair Association. On Monday, September the 28th, I hope to visit the United States. Honorary degree from Brown University, and I have had a very warm feeling for that institution, and particularly President Keeney, that I formed through my relationship with Cindy Green, who is a member of the Board of Trustees there. And I hope to be able to call on me back next spring to come see Cindy Green, and to speak at the university, and I get the university, and I agree to do it. Lord is willing. Creeks didn't rise. So I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there on the morning of September the 28th at the university's bicentennial convocation. That's a long-standing engagement, but unless something intervenes, you can plan to be there with me if you... I would like to go on to Hartford, Connecticut at noon. Have to make stops in Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont. Before returning to Washington.
The same day with that?
On Tuesday, the 29th of September, I will be visiting with Mr. Brosio, Secretary General of NATO. And the visit will start here, and where it'll end up, we are still planning, but it will probably be at one of our interesting installations that will command his interest, and it will be such a him that he would like to see. Could be a naval installation, missile. Thursday, October the 1st, Dr. Milton Eisenhower, President of Johns Hopkins University, invited me to speak to the student body and faculty at that school, and I have accepted. On Monday and Tuesday, October the 5th and 6th, just before you ladies take off on that train with Lady Bird, we'll have President Agra Bacall of the Philippines here for a state visit that's been planned since that's time that Lady Bird leaves on the trip. On Wednesday, it's likely that I'll be in the Midwest to make a political speech. I will give you more details as soon as we finish those, as soon as we can finish out to some of the arrangements that are being made now by the security people, by the U.S. people.
This week, sir?
Okay.
October 7th. On Thursday the 8th, I will be in Cleveland, Ohio, for a Democratic dinner. And we'll make a Democratic campaign speech. I have some other plans, but they're tentative and they involve other foreign visitors, and I don't think I better announce them here until we coordinate with their announcements so they won't create problems for them. And I will give them to you a little later.
I'll answer any questions that you have that are important, and then I'm going to walk around at least once or twice around before my next appointment, because I'm going to take a little walk and I'm going to take a longer swim a little later today. glad to answer any questions though you have here. I gave you this before we started to walk because somebody told me that you're a girl.
I didn't want to have to take notes on all these details in front.
Mr. President, speaking of your travels, you envision anything beyond the campaign, specifically trips abroad, Tokyo here, you may come there, Latin America here, you may come there. Have you thought about that at all?
Well, I put this in the back. First, that depends on the results of the election. Second, if I am reelected, undoubtedly I will do considerable traveling within the next year. Specific places will be given to you appropriately.
Mr. President, sir, do you have any further information on the what may have happened in the Gulf of Tonkin? And if so, what do you think were the motives of whatever these ships were that approached the destroyer?
This is back now. This is for the record. I have no further information on the incident other than that given you, other than the information you received this Saturday on a background basis. I'm unable to speak with any authority on the motives of the questions you referred to here. Friday morning, at around 9 o'clock, which was around 9 o'clock in the evening, in the Tonkin Gulf, we received the flash information that has been described to you, namely that ships were approaching our destroyer. The ships were unidentified. A warning shot was being fired, and that they would, pursuant to orders, fire additional shots. So I received that information that they're not fired. And for the rest to be informed immediately upon receiving any other information. I conferred with the National Security